Good morning. These are your local headlines from the San Diego Union-Tribune. I'm David Clary, and today is Friday, October 13th. A Superior Court judge has largely upheld the electric and natural gas franchise agreements the City of San Diego signed with SDG&E 2 years ago. Should the city decide to exit the deal at the 10-year mark, the judge ruled the city council may do so with a 5-4 vote. The agreement's original provision mandated a 2/3 vote to bail out of the deal. San Diego Port Commissioner Sandy Narano, who this week was censured for misconduct, falsely accused the agency's top lawyer of being corrupt and tried to get him fired for looking into her external financial dealings that had the potential to create conflicts of interest. That's according to a partially redacted confidential personnel investigation released to the public late Wednesday. A federal judge in San Diego ruled Thursday that Matthew Taylor Coleman, a Santa Barbara surf school owner charged with killing his 2 children with a spearfishing gun in Mexico, is not competent to stand trial. The order is sealed, but a docket entry indicated the judge ordered Coleman to be committed for treatment and set his next hearing for March. You can find more news online at sandiegouniontribune.com. Thanks for listening.